Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Stacey Vanek-Smith, a reporter with Bloomberg. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Margie. Glad to be here.
So, Stacey, you've been reporting, you have new reporting out that a big player in the AI field is weighing whether to come out with their own smartphone. What can you tell us?
Yes. Well, apparently OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, is developing a phone. It's apparently quite in advanced stages of developing the phone. It will be a smartphone, but not like the smartphones that we have, like Apple's and Samsung's now. It'll be an AI agent phone.
Okay, wait, what? So there's no apps? It's just an agent?
No apps.
Okay.
Exactly. Apparently, you will just ask the agent for whatever you want. Directions to a restaurant, a photo of your dog, the document you were working on. So instead of pulling up an app menu, you will just ask your phone for what you need.
Okay, so I have so many questions because obviously there would be some privacy concerns, I imagine. So how would it know where you are? Is it the traditional, because like a regular phone would use a GPS or camera, what have you, for location? How would this work?
Well, we don't have a lot of details, but I imagine you would give permissions the way that you do when you use, Google Maps or Apple Maps or things like that. So I think you would probably have to give permissions for specific things. That's how ChatGPT works now. If you ask it to help you find directions, you have to give permissions in the moment. So I think it would probably operate in a similar way, although I don't know. I don't think those details are out quite yet.
Does it have a do not disturb for the AI?
I hope it has a do not disturb for the AI, but I think the AI is just kind of infused into every single part of the phone, so maybe not.
Now, would this run with a subscription, or would you buy the phone and then have a subscription? How would that work?
I think it will operate a little bit like, say, an Apple iPhone. That's what I use, so I'm most familiar with it, but it sort of is the platform. So I think you probably would not necessarily need a subscription to ChatGPT if you had the phone. I think getting the phone would kind of opt you in, and then you would kind of be on that platform doing all the things you do through that platform. I think that's the appeal for OpenAI.
You're calling it a phone, so we would be able to make phone calls as well?
I assume so. You'll be able to make calls and apparently all kinds of other things. So the only difference would be that you would just directly ask your phone for things instead of looking, kind of searching for it in your app store, in your app menu.
This sounds so next world. How far away are we from this phone?
This really shocked me. Apparently, it's coming quite soon. Like 2028 is the date that's being thrown around. They're quite serious about this. They're already looking for sourcing and partners for things, like the chips and the processors and things like that. So it's apparently coming quite soon.
That is so fascinating. Thank you so much for breaking it down for us. That is Stacey Vanek-Smith, a reporter with Bloomberg, talking about the potential for an open AI phone, possibly just a couple years away.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.